show of hands this morning, how many, wait a second. How many of you, when you go home for Christmas, don't have to leave the city of Eau Claire? All right, hands down. How many of you, when you go home for Christmas, are able to make the trip by car? I suppose that includes in-town people, too. Now, maybe a little more specific question. How many of you have to take a plane to get home? Fewer hands. Okay. Whether you live nearby, even directly in town, or you live far away, the idea of home is something that's very important around the Christmas season. Christmas is one of the busiest travel times of the entire year, where you have millions of people in America and billions of people globally traveling, driving, flying all over the world in order to be with family, in order to go home, in order to be with the people who matter most to them. There's even a phrase that gets thrown around Christmas time: home for the holidays. Everyone thinks about home around Christmas time, but this morning I would like you all to think of a different kind of home. It's the home that each of us have because of Jesus. Our reading for chapel this morning is some of the words of Jesus as he spoke to his disciples about that home. This morning we're reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 1 to 3. And this is Jesus speaking. "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." This is the word of God. Every year on campus, we have a Christmas party. And part of the Christmas party is we have a little service with various scripture readings and hymns. And a year or two ago, that service all focused, the readings all focused around how Jesus took a big step down. On that first Christmas, Jesus took a big step down for us when he left his glory in heaven, his heavenly home, to be born as a human being here on earth. When Jesus told his disciples, "In my Father's house are many mansions," he wasn't just taking a guess, or he didn't hear it from somebody. Jesus knew for a fact, by experience, because it was his home. On that first Christmas, instead of going home for the holidays, Jesus left home and came to meet us where we are on earth, our home. But Jesus didn't come down to earth just to say hi or drop in or pay us a visit. Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5 say, "But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons." Jesus was sent by his Father to take on the monumental task of carrying the sin of the entire world and keeping all of God's law. And I say monumental because of our weakness as human beings. It's especially around Christmas time where people tend to focus on the commercialism, on the things, on materialism, about what they can see in front of them. And focusing on that, sometimes we forget what the real meaning of Christmas really is. Sometimes we take the Christ out of Christmas. But Jesus never lost his focus and always kept his eyes on his heavenly Father and the work that he was sent to do. And he met every single temptation that we face, but he never fell once to any of them. For his entire life, Jesus kept God's law perfectly. He had that perfect righteousness that is required of us, but that we never fulfill. But after Jesus lived a perfect life and kept that law perfectly, he didn't keep it to himself. Instead, he took that righteousness and he gave it to us as a gift. Think of it kind of like a Christmas gift. And what did we get Jesus in return? We gave him our sins. We gave him our filthy rags. We gave him every single disgusting thing that we have ever thought, ever said, or ever done. It doesn't sound like a very fair gift exchange, does it? But this is the love of God, that Jesus willingly took all of our sins and the sins of the whole world and took them to the cross and paid for every single one of them. And because of what Jesus has done, we get to call heaven our home. We can recognize that as souls purchased by the blood of Jesus, earth is only our temporary home. Whenever we leave this world, we can look forward to it with joy and peace in our hearts. Revelation 21 tells us that in heaven, there shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. For the next week, as you're traveling home, whether you're just driving across town, whether you have to drive across the state, across the country, or wherever you have to fly even, think of home, but then think of our heavenly home. And think of who gave us that heavenly home and the price he paid to give it to us for free. Let it also remind you every day of the promise that Jesus has given us about heaven. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. Lord Jesus, come back soon. Amen. This morning we'll be singing all four verses of hymn 613, all four.